You recently met with President Obama to talk about immigration reform, and I'm just interested to hear what was discussed at the meeting and coming out of the meeting, what you think is the best foot forward on that issue.
Last week we were asked to meet with President Obama. There's about 10 of us that are considered influential in the media in hopes to reframe the immigration argument or the immigration conversation. And it was like a brainstorming room. Emilio was there. And it was very beneficial to know what is happening, what are the roadblocks that he's been facing, and how can we help? And how can we be the messengers of what is being done and what is not being done? It's going to be a long process. We have to hold accountable many people of Congress, and hopefully in 2012, hopefully the DREAM Act will come up before 2012. And those who do not support comprehensive immigration reform will hopefully pay for it in those elections. And that's what we're hoping to do, is aggregate the Latino audience to come out and make their voices known as to what they want to see in immigration reform. And it was a very open conversation. We talked a lot about Secure Communities Program. We talked a lot about deportations. We talked a lot about how the perception is with Latinos and our frustrations. So he had an open ear, and he was listening to all of us just talk about what is being perceived in the Latino community. And I think it was an important dialogue to be had, and it's a dialogue that has to continue. And basically, it's in our hands. We have to continue to put pressure to see this reform take place.
Longoria also met with President Obama again on Thursday to present him with the National American Latino Museum Commission's report, which outlines their plan for a Latino museum in Washington. Nicholas Balsi, CNSNews.com, The Capitol.